It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you live tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we come to you live tonight from the Hive at Oneonta High School. A great non-league girls matchup tonight as Unitigo gets set to face off with the Oneonta Lady Yellow Jackets. Want to welcome you into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, I've had this one circled on the calendar for a while because these are two very athletic teams that are pretty much neighbors to one another, neighboring school districts, Oneonta and Unitigo, but you never really get to play each other because Oneonta's in the stack, so they play Norwich and all the Binghamton teams. Unitigo is in the MAC, so they're playing the Sydneys, the Delhis, the Deposit Hancocks of the world, so they never really get to face each other unless it's summer ball or AAU or something for fun. So when I saw this on the calendar, I circled it and said, I got to be there that night to do the radio. And it's fun. I've never called a game here at OHS, and it's a ton of fun to be here. A great atmosphere. Both student sections are rowdy and ready to go. And there's some fun history here as well. I mean, you look at Unitigo head coach Bob Z. He's one of the best coaches around. He's won state championships. And where did he do all that? Right here at OHS. So for him to come back to his old stomping grounds with his new team, I think just adds some extra flavor to that. Of course, new Oneonta coach, although he's not necessarily new, been doing it for many years now, but Matt Miller, has to be exciting for him to welcome Coach Z into the house. And I know that Coach Z and Unitigo, they're really building something. This is a great varsity team, but they're very young. They're loaded with talent, but it's all 9th, 10th graders, 11th graders as well, and a couple of seniors mixed in. So this is a real good test for them, that's for sure. On the other side for Oneonta, this is another group that is young and has come together up through modified and JV and is now kind of getting their feet wet at the varsity level, and they're having some good success. So it should be a ton of fun here tonight. Both teams are concluding their warm-ups, and we'll be ready to go here in just a couple of minutes. Again, live from Oneonta tonight for a girls' non-league matchup between the Lady Jackets hosting the Unitigo Lady Spartans. It's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, set to be a good one here tonight from the Hive, folks. I'm Nate Lull. Again, thanks for listening on CDO and WCDOsports.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Unitigo girls visiting Oneonta tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Both teams are going through their starting lineups right now, so let's bring you that. First, for the visiting Unitego Lady Spartans, a freshman wearing number 4, Dana Stepp. A senior, number 15, Bailey Faulkner. A freshman, number 20, Megan Perry. Also a freshman, her sister, number 21, Morgan Perry. And a sophomore, number 23, Haley Lucia, for longtime head coach Bob Z. And you said it right there, three freshmen and one sophomore in the starting lineup for Unitego. For Oneonta, on the other side, and head coach Matt Miller, they have junior number 2, Taylor McCroney, senior number 12, Athena Bastekis, senior number 14, Allie Baker, senior number 32, Tegan Mackey, and senior number 42, Michaela Buzzy. Unitego will be in the road green uniforms. It's a dark hunter green with the white trims as Unitego and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Oneonta will counter in their home white uniforms with the gold and the blue trim says jackets across the front of the chest there. So Oneonta will go right to left on your radio dial, again in the white with the blue and gold trim. Unitego's in the green with the white trim. They will go left to right. I know a lot of people have been asking me tonight about one other game that was going on. A lot of games got canceled tonight because of the snowy weather out there, but one that's still going on is the Morris boys hosting Milford in Tri-Valley action. And at the half, Morris is leading at home over Milford 31-30. So we'll try to keep you updated on that, as that's a big game between two teams that people think are going to do pretty well in the Tri-Valley League for the boys this season. So we are underway, and Unitego will win the opening tip, and we'll set off going left to right on your radio dial. Down into the corner is Megan Perry. Kicks one back out for Dana Stepp, right wing side. Stolen away here by Taylor McCroney. McCroney down the left wing side. Into the paint. Now we'll kick it out here for Buzzy. Deep and long. Two from the right side is no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. No, it'll stay in. And the Lady Spartans will get the rebound and bring it back up the floor with Haley Lucia. Crosses the Jackets logo at midcourt. Tries to go to the high post. We'll have a jump ball as Megan Perry got tied up down low with Allie Baker of Oneonta. And we'll have a jump ball. We're 30 seconds in. We're scoreless between Unitego and Oneonta here from OHS tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney CDO studios. Glad to have you along. Taylor McCroney will bring it up. Unitego bringing a little bit of a press, but now they'll back it off as they get to midcourt here for Taylor McCroney, who will set up the offense. Looks like a little 3-2 zone here for Unitego as they settle in. Oneonta does have some good outside shooters, including McCroney, Tegan Mackey, and Bastekis. They work it down low to Bastekis, who was on the baseline. She puts it up and in, and it's an early 2-0 lead for Oneonta over Unitego. Here is Megan Perry, wearing number 20, gets down the right wing side and is fouled as she tried to take it hard to the rack. And the foul will be on Allie Baker, her first, team's first. It's our first foul of the contest here. So 6:55 to go first quarter. Oneonta leading Unitego 2-0 here from OHS tonight in girls non-league action. And Haley Lucia with the inbounds pass. It's too tall there for Perry, up and out of bounds, and it goes back to the Lady Jackets. Of course, Unitego playing in the MAC conference, Oneonta playing in the stack, so these two teams don't get to see each other very often. When they do, it's a fun affair like this where the communities really come out and rally around it. Not many seats to be had left here tonight at Oneonta High School. Here's Vasdekas into the corner now for Buzzy. Spot up jumper in the corner, no good. Mackey with a rebound, rips it down, puts it up. Left-handed layup is good for Tegan Mackey. And Oneana takes a 4-0 lead over Unitego with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Unitego looking to inbound the ball here against this press. It was knocked away by McCroney out of bounds and stays with Unitego. So Unitego going to have to deal with the press in the early going. A little 2-2-1 press put on by Oneata. Unitego breaks it easily this time down the right wing side for Megan Perry. Skips across the top of the zone for Haley Lucia. Now back for Morgan Perry at the top of the zone here. And they'll skip it back across for Lucia on the left wing side in front of the Oneata bench. 10 on the shot clock. Now they'll work it into the right corner here for Megan Perry. Little up and under, reverse layup, no good. Bailey Faulkner scoops up the rebound and puts it in there for Unitego. So it's the Jackets 4 and the Lady Spartans 2. 2 minutes into the first quarter here tonight at OHS. Here's McCroney getting across the timeline, and we'll feed one back to Allie Baker. Baker now back, little give and go for McCroney. Step back three, no good. Rebound for Bailey Faulkner. Brings it down, and now she'll dribble out of trouble. Faulkner trying to go coast to coast here, and a reach-in foul on Vasdekas with 5:47 to go in the first quarter. Great rebound there by Faulkner. She comes in at 5'11", but she plays like a guard, so that's a huge luxury for Unitego to have, as she can get that rebound, also take off and go. Unitego, the inbounds pass to Dana Stepp. Her left-wing jumper is off the mark from the corner. No good. Rebound for the Jackets. They'll bring it up the floor. Here is Vasdekas to half court. Now finding Tegan Mackey. Left side dumps it down low for Buzzy. Good vision, and Buzzy puts it in. Michaela Buzzy off the feed from Tegan Mackey. And it's Oneata 6, Unitego 2, with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Haley Lucia back up the floor, finding Dana Stepp in the corner. Back for Lucia now. And she gets down low in the paint. Finds Bailey Faulkner, takes it up, and was just a little too far underneath the basket and lost control of the ball. Back the other way, a fast break opportunity for Oneata. Ball trickles out of bounds. Last touched by Unitego, says the Zebra crew. And Morgan Perry disagrees there for Unitego. She might have got a fingertip on it, but thought maybe it deflected off of Vasdekas. Either way, OHS will get the ball in. They'll find Michaela Buzzy in the corner as, again, the Jackets go right to left on your radio dial in front of a packed house tonight at OHS. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Oneata 6 and Unitego 2. Back out for Vasdekas on the left wing side. Now for Allie Baker. Good pump fake in the lane. Floater is up and good for Allie Baker. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Unitego with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. It's OHS 8, Unitego 2. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Early first quarter here at OHS, and the Lady Jackets are off to an 8-2 advantage over Unitego. Out of the timeout, Unitego with the ball. They'll get it to half court before it's knocked out of bounds. And it'll stay Unitego ball right here at the half court timeline, and Haley Lucia will inbound the ball into the backcourt for Morgan Perry. Unitego looking to settle into the groove here on offense. They haven't really been able to run the offense smoothly here so far. Left wing side for Dana Stepp. Goes down low. Tries a little left-handed layup. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound for Tegan Mackey with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Back up the floor for Mackey. Bounce pass into the corner. Deep three for McCroney. Rattles out. Rebound for Buzzy. Puts it up off the back of the rim. It won't fall. Rebound is loose. Jump ball, and it's going to give it back to Unitego with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Boy, that was a good-looking shot from McCroney in the corner, and somehow it rattled free. Good rebound by Buzzy, and her shot wouldn't fall. And then a jump ball situation gives it back to the Lady Spartans. Danny Vasdekas is checking into the game for Athena Vasdekas. And so the sophomore, the youngest player here on this OHS squad, will see some early minutes. 4:10 to go, first quarter. Oneata 8, Unitego 2 in girls' non-league action tonight. Haley Lucia dribbles up the floor, breaks through a trap on the right side, and is fouled with 4:08 to go in the first quarter. That's the third team foul here on Oneata. And the first there on Taylor McCroney of the night. Still no fouls on Unitego as a team so far, if you're keeping track at home. Here is Megan Perry. They switch across the zone to the left wing side for Dana Stepp. A skip back for Haley Lucia. Step in, two-pointer is off the mark. No good, and Unitego not shooting well to start off this contest tonight. McCroney down the right side. Left wide open for three. Can't get this one to go. Rebound Morgan Perry, and she'll dribble out of trouble. Outlet pass ahead here for Haley Lucia. Lucia with a chest pass left side in front of the OHS bench for Dana Stepp. Now they'll reverse to the right side for Megan Perry, but she'll travel as she's set up for the jumper with 3:35 to go in this first quarter. J.C. Zavril's going to check in here for Dana Stepp. So Stepp will come to the bench, and we'll get our first look here at J.C. Zavril wearing number 12, the senior, a 5'5 guard. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Oneonta with an 8-2 lead. Also checking in for the Jackets here is Christina Maddox. And on the left wing side, they'll work it for McCroney. In the corner, step back three, off the mark, no good. Another rebound here for Unitego. And Morgan Perry is cleaning up the glass here so far tonight, but the outlet pass is stolen right back for Oneonta. And the Jackets will get another crack at it right at midcourt here for Danny Bastekis. Bastekis goes right wing side for McCroney. Passing into the corner now, they'll look to reverse it. Danny Bastekis with a chest pass for McCroney. Again, she wants that three. It dies on the back rim. Rebound for Unitego and Bailey Faulkner, but then tipped out of bounds and will stay with Unitego. We're seeing some scrappy defense so far here tonight. Any outlet pass on either side, somebody is right there to try to contest. So 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Faulkner is going to come to the bench for Unitego, and Morgan Newman will step in for the Lady Spartans. Again, our score, Oneonta 8, Unitego 2 here in girls non-league action tonight from OHS. Zavril into the corner, finding Morgan Newman. Skips across now for Morgan Perry. Step in, two-pointer, off the mark, rebound Maddox of Oneonta, and an outlet pass here to Tegan Mackey, who will walk it up the floor. Mackey takes her time, puts on the brakes, passes into the corner now for Danny Bastekis. Skips across the top of the zone. Maddox, 4-3, got it. Maddox from downtown dials long distance, and OHS leads Unitego 11-2 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Haley Lucia dribbles through traffic, dumps one off here for Morgan Newman. Bounce pass back across for Lucia, blocked out of there by Tegan Mackey. Out of bounds, off of Mackey, and will stay with Unitego. Wow, great play there by Mackey on defense to come back and swat that one away. And she set up Maddox on that deep three just a moment ago. So OHS using these seniors who have played together for quite a long time to gel in the early part of this game. So it's Oneonta 11, Unitego 2 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. They'll get one in to Morgan Newman on the far side. Now for Zavril at the top of the key. Reversing back to Newman in the right wing corner. Passing down low for Megan Perry. She gets tied up in traffic and Baker rips it away from her. Baker ahead now for Danny Bastekis, who puts on the brakes, falls down. Ball out of bounds, and the officials will say this one's going to go back to Unitego. Thought maybe there was going to be a foul there on the play as Bastekis looked like maybe she got run over. But it will go back to Unitego, and they'll bring it up the floor. With 1:55 to go in the first quarter, it's Oneonta 11, Unitego 2. The Lady Spartans still looking to try to settle in here tonight in this contest on the road at OHS. Zavril on the left wing side as Unitego goes left to right. Pump fake here for Morgan Perry. Dumps one off for Megan Perry. Chest pass across. On the left low block for Morgan Newman. Turnaround shot is no good for Newman. Ball out of bounds, off the rebound, and off the foot of Tegan Mackey, and will stay with Unitego. McCroney's going to come to the bench. Athena Bastekis will check back in with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Haley Lucia will inbound underneath the basket on the right wing side for Unitego. Not many options. Finally, she finds Megan Perry underneath, has it stripped from behind, lost it, and will have a foul, it looks like. A reach-in on Oneonta, so that's their fourth team foul. Still none on Unitego. And the first foul of the evening on Christina Mannix for the reach-in. So Lucia on the left wing side will get one in for Morgan Perry to the foul line. Now dumps one off for Zavril. Jumper is short on the right wing side. Baker with a rebound with 1.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. A jump ball is going to give it back to Oneonta. Baker is great on the glass. She had a game about 1.5 weeks ago where she ripped down, you heard this right, 27 rebounds in one game. So she is going to be a force to be reckoned with on the glass tonight for Oneonta. With 1:20 to go in the first quarter, it's Oneonta 11, Unitego 2. with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Maddox on the left wing side. Maddox pulls it down, thought about popping it, but instead tries to dribble. Stolen away, though, by Unitigo. Here's Haley Lucia trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass and in for Haley Lucia. Maybe that's the spark that Unitigo needs. It's OHS 11, Unitigo 4, with under a minute to go in the first quarter. Bastekis finds Christina Maddox. Maddox dribble drive, tries to hand one off to Allie Baker, and she does. Now for Mackey in the corner. Spot up jumper is good for Tegan Mackey. She has 4 points, and OHS leads 13-4 with 40 seconds to go first quarter. Now a steal for Mackey. She's stuck right at half court. Wisely dumps one off here before Bastekis, who dribbles down low, and she's fouled by Morgan Newman with 34 seconds to go in this first frame. So Tegan Mackey with 4 points and doing a little bit of everything. McCroney's going to come back into the game, and Danny Bastekis will go to the bench. Athena Bastekis will inbound the ball on the left wing side underneath the basket for Oneonta as they lead 13-4. Passing one in for McCroney. Top of the key now for Allie Baker. Dribble drive down low for Mackey on the right low block. Bounce pass across to the left side for Maddox for three. Off the mark. Rebound is loose in the air. Scooped up here by Baker. Bodies flying everywhere. We'll have a whistle on the play with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Big collision there between Baker and Megan Perry. And so this will be a foul on the play. The ball's going to go back here to Unitigo. They'll get one into Zavril at right at half court. So they're calling that foul on Morgan Newman. Ball still goes back to Unitigo. Back down the floor. Spot up jumper for Megan Perry is off the mark. Rebound Haley Lucia with 10 ticks to go. Lucia takes it inside. Left-handed layup won't go. Rebound Tegan Mackey. Outlet pass with 3 seconds to Maddox. Ahead for McCroney. Deep three at the buzzer. Oh, just dies on the front rim and won't go. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Oneonta 13, Unitigo 4. We'll step away for 60 seconds and be right back here on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here at OHS with the score Oneonta 13, Unitigo 4. In girls non-league action tonight, the visiting Lady Spartans coming into the Hive here tonight and finding themselves down 13-4 to start the second quarter. Great entry pass there. Down low, looking for Bailey Faulkner. Up off the glass and good for Faulkner. Nice pump fake. She's able to put it up and in. And it's 13-6. Boy, physical game on the inside right now. Don't think I'd want to be out there because it is a physical one, that's for sure. Back the other way for OHS as they go right to left on your radio dial. They try to pass it in. And it's knocked out of bounds. Comes right over to our scorer's table here. Underneath. Have to kick it back out to him. We'll get back underway. I feel like I'm in the action here with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta 13, Unitigo 6. Back to the right wing side of the floor as Unitigo goes left to right. The green uniforms with the white trim. Oneonta's in the home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Zavril at the top of the key, finding Morgan Perry. A pump fake into the corner. Now for Morgan Newman, and a jump ball is going to give it back to OHS. Unitigo has tried to take it inside, but Baker and Mackey have been a force down there, and there's been a ton of jump balls, and as I said, real physical play in there. Nothing is coming easy either way. So we're a minute into the second quarter. Unitigo's got to realize they're still in this ball game. They're only down 13-6, even though the momentum really does feel right now like it's with OHS. Maddox at the top of the key, finding Bastekis for McCroney, give and go. Now down low, into the paint for Baker. Turnaround shot. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back out. Maddox with a long two. Right side. Swish. Maddox now with 5 points. And it's OHS 15. And Unitigo 6. Back down the floor for the Lady Spartans. For Haley Lucia with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Zavril outside the three-point line. Finding Morgan Perry on the left side. Right back to Zavril. Into the corner now for Morgan Newman, trying to work her way down low. She's double-teamed there by McCroney and Baker. Ball out of bounds. No, they're going to call a foul. Will it be on McCroney or will it be on Tegan Mackey, who came over to try to assist? Megan Perry back into the game. Morgan Newman to the bench. It's going to be on McCroney. First, second, team's first here in the second quarter. As in the girls' game now, fouls will reset every quarter. Morgan Perry gets the inbounds pass back for Haley Lucia. Pump fakes on a three. Tries to go down low. Again, Baker is there to take it away. And OHS brings it back up the floor. Mackey will slow things down and pump the brakes. Setting things up on the OHS offense. Right side of the floor, now reversing to the left. Into the game for the first time tonight is Martinez here for Oneonta. And back up the floor for Unitigo as a steal is made here by Megan Perry. Into the corner for Bailey Faulkner. It's kicked out of bounds by Baker. We'll stay with Unitigo. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, our score midway through the second quarter is 15-6. Oneonta on top of Unitigo. So 5:55 to go in the second quarter now as the ball out of bounds. Again, another kick. Good defense there by OHS. Again, nothing coming easy getting into the inside, which is what Unitigo has looked like they've wanted to do so far, to maybe try to use Bailey Faulkner, but hasn't worked so far. Inbounds pass for Megan Perry. Her shot from the foul line is out of bounds and no good with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo just looks a little flustered right now at the moment as well, as OHS gets the ball back and Bastekis brings it down the floor. Going right to left on your radio dial. Bastekis finding Martinez, left side of the floor. Martinez at the top of the key. Kicks one back off for Bastekis. Thought about a long three, thought better of it. Finds Maddox. Lost control of it. Gets it back. Now finding Allie Baker at the high post. Back out for Bastekis. Long two-pointer. No, a three is good here for Bastekis. Athena Bastekis for three. She's got 5 points. Timeout is taken by Unitigo with the score Oneonta 18, Unitigo 6, 5:20 to go, second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We go in the second quarter. It's Oneonta 18, Unitigo 6. I'm Nate Lull, and thanks for joining me tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. As Unitigo trying to crawl back into this game, they have it on the left wing side of the floor with Dana Stepp. Now for Morgan Perry. Back for Stepp. Bounce pass to the interior for Faulkner and back out for Morgan Perry. She tries to go down low for Megan Perry. Again, scooped up there by Allie Baker. A jump ball will keep it with Unitigo. And when Unitigo has tried to go inside there to Morgan or Megan Perry, Baker has just been like a hawk on that ball tonight. Has not let it go inside. Unitigo gets it out, finding Bailey Faulkner. Back out for Dana Stepp. They'll reverse it for Haley Lucia. One on the shot clock as it continues to wind down, and a shot clock violation here against Unitigo, and they're a little frazzled at the moment. OHS seems to have their number in the first half. And so the Lady Jackets will walk it down the floor with Athena Bastekis, the senior. Now finding Maddox. Maddox on the left side of the floor. Again, OHS going right to left on your radio dial. They go inside for Tegan Mackey, and we'll have a foul on Megan Perry of Unitego. So each team with one foul each so far. And now Coach Z making a statement here. He's going to put in five new players and bring everybody off the floor here for Unitego. So everybody that was on the bench is coming in, and he's going to have a word with that starting five over on the far side as they'll pass it in. In the meantime, we're back underway, and Athena Bastekis gets a wide-open layup off that inbounds play, and it's 20-6 with 4:30 to go in the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds here by Tegan Mackey. It'll stay with Unitego. So stepping in now will be Paige McCoy, Mallory Frazier, Megan Fortin, J.C. Zavril, as well as Morgan Newman, the five that were on the bench. Unitego gets it in. They'll try a long three from the right side with Megan Fortin off the mark. A rebound here for Michaela Buzzy. Buzzy back down the floor at the foul line. Pulls it back out and will now find Tegan Mackey at the top of the key. Mackey with a little dribble drive. Crossover. Back out for Martinez. Step in jumper. Got it. Martinez gets it to go. And it's 22-6. Oneonta on top of Unitego with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. As Unitego goes left to right, they'll find Paige McCoy at the top of the key. Back for Zavril. Bounce pass into the corner for Megan Fortin. Back up for Zavril to the high post now. And a shot by Mallory Frazier is deflected. We'll have a foul on the play with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. This foul will be on Martinez for Oneonta, her first, team's second here in the second quarter. Underneath the basket here is Zavril. Gets it to the high post for Newman. And back out for Fortin at the top of the key. A bounce pass for Paige McCoy. McCoy trying to get it into the interior, but again, swarming defense here by the Yellow Jackets. Far side for Zavril as they skip it across. Step back three is good for J.C. Zavril. Her first basket of the contest, and maybe that's what Unitego needs to get going here. It's Oneonta 22 and Unitego 9 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. This is not an insurmountable lead if you're Unitego. Got to stay positive here and play some good defense. Oneonta, though, trying to push the lead here before the halftime break. Here's Mackey at the foul line. Now back for Buzzy. Buzzy gets down low, a little jumper, and a foul on the play. We'll see. They will say it was before the shot. Foul was on the floor, so underneath is where the inbound will come from. So second team foul on Unitego. 3:10 to go in the second quarter. First foul of the evening on Megan Fortin. Martinez will get one in here for Tegan Mackey. Back for Martinez. Step back jumper is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Buzzy comes away with it after a nice hard play by Mackey to roll it out to her. Shot by Buzzy is no good. A rebound is held up here, and we're going to have another jump ball situation. Buzzy and Newman got tied up there. It's hard to see if they were going to call a foul or a jump ball. They will keep it a jump ball, which will have possession stay with Oneonta. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Oneonta 22 and Unitego 9. Bastekis will go to Bastekis. Danny finds Athena. Now back to Danny as she gets it in. Hands one off for Christina Maddox. Down low, a little baby hook. No good. Maddox gets her own rebound, trying to put it back up. We'll have another jump ball, and this time it'll go back to the Lady Spartans of Unitego. 2:45 to go in the second frame. It's OHS 22 and Unitego 9. Back up the floor with J.C. Zavril as Unitego in the green uniforms with the white trim. They go left to right. Passing down low. Shot there from Mallory Frazier. Tipped out of bounds by Tegan Mackey. Nice show of sportsmanship there as those two I know are good friends off the court, helping each other up and sharing a good laugh and a smile there. Good block, though, by Mackey. Strong take by Frazier, too. Just good positioning on defense by Mackey. Left side of the floor here for Unitego. They'll find J.C. Zavril. She steps back, tries another three-pointer. It's off the mark, out of bounds, and it's going to go to OHS. Maddox for Oneonta. McCoy for Unitego. We're going at it there for that rebound. Last touch by McCoy of the Lady Spartans. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter, it's OHS 22 and Unitego 9. Up the floor for Bastekis. Athena with the ball. Now leaving one for Tegan Mackey. Bounce pass for Buzzy. Lofts one over to the right side for Bastek. It's down low on the right low block for Mackey. Turnaround shot is off the mark. A rebound for Maddox, and OHS keeps it alive. Bastek is Athena on the far side. Tries the three. Can't get it to go. Rebound is scooped up again by OHS to keep the possession going. And now here's Danny Bastekis, and she is fouled as she tries to turn the corner with 1:57 to go in the second quarter. Foul will be on Mallory Frazier here for Unitigo, and that's the team's third, her first. Underneath now for OHS. They get it on the right low block. They go with a pass to the foul line for Bastekis. Dribble drive, left-handed layup, and she's fouled as she takes it to the rack with 1:48 to go in the second quarter. Foul will be on Paige McCoy, her first and the team's fourth. In the meantime, Athena Bastekis will go to the line with a team-high 7 points tonight for the Lady Jackets. And OHS has come out, and they look like they are on a mission here tonight. Shot is up and rolls off the rim and no good. Died there on the rim for a split second and then rolled free. So still a 22-9 game with 1:48 to go in the second quarter. Bastekis' foul shot is up, rattles out, rebound is taken and ripped down by Morgan Newman, and back up the floor they come. Here is Zavril at the top of the key. Zavril directing traffic on the offense, a bounce pass to the right wing side. Entry pass, high post. And back out for Zavril. Straight away, three is off the side of the rim, no good. And out of bounds with 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 22-9 is the score. And Buzzy will bring it back up the floor with Danny Bastekis. Bastekis will bring it across half court. And we'll try to go back for Tegan Mackey. Mackey to the top of the key. And to the far side for Christina Maddox. And she'll travel as she pump fakes and tried to go into the paint. Special treat here, folks. We're going to have a special guest during our halftime show. We will have Joe Hughes, athletic director here at Oneonta, on during our halftime break. So that'll be fun. In the meantime, Unitigo back down the floor. A shot there by Mallory Frazier is up and good, and that cuts it to 22-11. Unitigo still has life here with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Bastekis back down the floor. Here is Athena passing one out for Christina Maddox, who has 5 points. Gets into the paint. Dribbles down low. Has her pocket picked, though, by Morgan Newman. Ball is loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with OHS. With 45 seconds to go in the second quarter, OHS will inbound the ball underneath the basket on the right wing side. So a great start for OHS tonight. Not the start you were looking for if you're Unitigo, but Lady Spartans still in this game if they could get something going in the second half. OHS will inbound, and it looks like a kick will be called here. And so possession will stay with the Jackets. Bailey Faulkner is going to come back in for Morgan Newman with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Lady Jackets will look to get the ball in on the right side of the floor, right in front of the Unitigo bench, right wing side. They find Buzzy, gets down low in the paint, off the glass, it's good. Great play there by Michaela Buzzy. She has 4 points. And with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter, it's OHS 24 and Unitigo 11. Pass down low is stolen away by Mackey. Long pass ahead for Bastekis. Athena finds Danny up off the glass. Can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Unitigo. Stolen right back, though, by OHS. We'll have another jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the Lady Spartans with 18 seconds to go in the second quarter. Again, our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Unitigo brings it back up the floor with J.C. Zavril. Zavril with a bounce pass to the far side. Entry pass down low for Faulkner through her hand, stolen away by Maddox. Maddox down the floor, puts on the brakes, finds Buzzy. 5 seconds to go on the clock for Mackey. Far side Bastekis, pump fake, step in two, no good. Our halftime score is 24 for OHS and 11 for Unitigo. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. As we're coming to you live from OHS tonight, a girls non-leaguer with the score at the half. Oneonta leading Unitigo 24-11. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Marabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Marabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Marabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Marabito, where our people make energy different.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score here at OHS, it's the Lady Jackets of Oneonta leading Unitigo 24-11. And we're pleased to be joined by a special guest, Oneonta High School Athletic Director Joe Hughes. Joe, thanks for taking some time for us.
Thank you, Nate. And I want to welcome WCDO to the OHS Gymnasium.
Yeah.
Nice to have you guys here, and thanks for covering high school sports. And you guys do nice work. I've heard you in other venues and other sports, so it's always nice to see good people supporting high school athletics.
Well, thank you very much, and we were talking about it during our pregame show. I believe it's the first time we've been here for a basketball game, but we've tried to extend our coverage to the three counties and the surrounding area. And what I think has been great over the last 2 years is, and maybe you can talk a little bit more about this, OHS seems to be playing more of the local teams. Of course, you guys are in the stack. You play Norwich and the Binghamton area teams. But has it really opened up that you've been able to play more local teams lately?
We've always wanted to play the local teams, you know, Delhi, Cooperstown, Unitigo, Sydney, because we think it's just, we got a good crowd here tonight. It's a good ball game. I don't think Unitigo's playing as good as they want to play right
sure.
now. But it's always a fun, exciting time to play teams right in your area. You see the kids, you read about them in the paper all the time, and you see them around with their jackets on and their jerseys, so you know they're, you know, from whatever school they're from. And it's always good to have them here in our gym, or we'd like to travel to other places as well. So we think it's a win-win for everybody, and we try to schedule as many as we can, and you can't because the league restraint sometimes, but we really enjoy playing these type of games.
Has to kind of bring back some memories of the old Sus days and some of those rivalries.
Yeah, the Sus Mac League, and there was some, you know, we had a good time there, and we're kind of caught because we're a little bigger for the
sure.
Mac Sus League, but we're kind of one of the smaller schools in the Stack League, so either we're the big fish, you know, in the pond,
sure.
so to speak, or we're the small fish. But either way, we try to get best coaches we can, and give our kids the best experience we can, no matter who we play. And it doesn't change who we play or where we play. We just try to do it the right way, and so far it's worked out pretty good, I think.
Another special thing about tonight's game, it has to be fun for you and the people in this building to see Coach Z back here. And of course, he's on the opposite side now, but a lot of great memories with him in here.
Oh, gosh, he was my, you know, when I first started teaching and coaching here, I'm going to say 30-plus years ago, him and Mr. Drago, who's up in the stands today, asked me to be the JV basketball coach, and I was already the varsity baseball coach, and I said, I never coached basketball.
Right.
I said, well, you know how to handle kids, you know how to, you know, stuff about it. I'll teach you everything. So I mentored under Bob Z for 15 years as his JV coach, and we had a great time, had a great run with some great teams. Remember this gym against you probably don't remember, but when Binghamton with King Rice.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
That crew with Steve Downey and Frankie McCroney, who's here tonight. This gym, you could not find a place to sit. There were 6-7 rows of people thick in all hallways and all areas. And Bob and I had a great time coaching together. He's a great coach, great guy, good friend of OHS, and he's in the Hall of Fame for a lot of reasons, and we're glad to see him back.
It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here. We're joined by Oneonta Athletic Director Joe Hughes. And, Joe, it seems like it's a good time right now in OHS sports. Your football team makes it to the Section 4 Class C championship game. Girls soccer has been strong, and, of course, the baseball team has been great as of late. Girls basketball, this senior group seems to be having a great season. Just a fun time to be around Oneonta sports.
Yeah, there's a lot of good athletes at our school. They're very good student-athletes, and we demand that of our kids. We try to give them the best facilities, the best coaches, and the best experience we can, and try to be as competitive as we can. And we're in a pretty good run. We're lucky. We have a great supportive community, our school board and Joe Yellick, and all the different, the boys club and girls club do a great job. The Six Ward Athletic Club, the Little League, the Pee Wee, the soccer, they're all good foundations for us, and they're all part of the puzzle. And we just try to do the best we can and be competitive as we can and give them some great memories. If we all remember our high school days, our sport days, we all had fun. We all still talk about the road trips and the buses and the coaches, and so we're trying to just keep that alive. And it's not always easy. We're not always perfect, but we try to do a good job.
One last question here with Oneonta Athletic Director Joe Hughes. You've seen so many great athletes come through these doors. For us recently, we try to cover the kids that are in high school, but also the kids who are in college right now. And it's been great to see Mariah Ruff go on and do so well at St. Bonaventure. And, you know, her being a senior just surpassed 1,000 points. That's to be fun for the community to watch her success.
Oh, yeah. We still talk about it. You know, if her game's on TV, which it is sometimes,
yeah.
You know, the buzz in the school building is, hey, tonight Mariah's on, you know,
yeah.
Channel, whatever it is. And 7:30, they're playing so-and-so, and we tune in. And, of course, when they come back over holiday breaks, Christmas break, and Thanksgiving break, it's a lot of them show up at games, a lot of them wearing their college apparel or old high school apparel, and it's just a great feeling that they feel welcome, that they feel that they're still part of it, and it's a great experience. We've been lucky and blessed with good athletes that's gone on to some great things in a variety of sports, and you know, it's a credit to them. They did all the hard work. Mariah put in a lot of time when
sure.
Nobody was watching, and she deserves everything she's succeeded at.
Sure. Whether it's been soccer or football, baseball especially, basketball, OHS seems to have done it all. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I'm a pretty lucky guy, and I'll keep doing this for a while and enjoying the kids growing up and watching them play and be competitive.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe. We'll take
Thank
a
you,
break,
Nick.
And that's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, the score, 24-11, OHS ahead of Unitigo at the break. Second half coming up on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell with you on WCDO as we start the third quarter with a jumper. It's up and good for Taylor McCroney. That's her first basket of the night, believe it or not, for McCroney. And Oneonta leads 26-11 over visiting Unitigo. Unitigo now going right to left on your radio dial, and that's the way to start the second half with Megan Perry putting it up and in, and it's 26-13. Oneonta in the home white uniforms, the blue with the gold trim, says jackets across the front of the chest there. They go left to right. Unitigo's in the road, green uniforms with the white trim, says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Here is Michaela Buzzy. Dribble drive into the paint, tries a little floater there. It's too strong. Bailey Faulkner with a rebound. Tries to dribble out of trouble. Now passes ahead for Megan Perry. Perry, little give and go back for Faulkner. Across for Haley Lucia. Up and good. And this is the start that Unitigo wanted in the second half, and it's 26-15 with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. Again, we're live tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Live tonight from the Hive at Oneonta High School. Our first time being here that I know of in recent history. So it's a lot of fun. Here's Taylor McCroney on the right side of the floor. McCroney picks up her dribble and finds Buzzy. Buzzy at the top of the key, left wing side, and we're going to have a foul on Dana Stepp with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at halftime to hear what Coach Z had to say to the Lady Spartans to try to get them fired up, get back in this game. OHS gets it in at the left low block here for Allie Baker. Hands one off for Athena Bastekis. She goes up for the left-handed layup and is fouled and will head to the charity stripe with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. So Bastekis, with a game-high 7 points so far tonight, will step in, the senior wearing number 12. Younger sister, sophomore Danny Bastekis, got some good minutes in the first half as well. First shot is up and good for Bastekis. She now has 8 points. Well, that was fun having OHS Athletic Director Joe Hughes on during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Just a wealth of knowledge and a great baseball coach and a great person to have here at OHS. Bastekis, second shot, off the mark, no good. Faulkner brings down a rebound, and so the score is Oneonta 27, Unitigo 15, with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Here is Morgan Perry. Chest pass across, Dana Stepp for three. Too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. Somehow scooped up by Haley Lucia in the corner. She dribble drive. Shot is off the mark and no good. Rebound underneath by Megan Perry. Won't go, but she's fouled. So she'll head to the line. Megan Perry with 2 points here tonight, just trying to find her groove and get into it a little bit here. And it's going to be a timeout before the foul shot taken by head coach Bob Z for Unitigo. We'll step away with 6:05 to go in the third quarter. Oneonta 27, Unitigo 15 in girls non-league action tonight on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, stepping to the line will be Megan Perry for Unitigo. First shot is up and good for Perry. Look at the out-of-town scoreboard real quick. The Morris boys at the end of the third quarter with a 45-37 lead over Milford. That's a game a lot of people were asking me if I'd have updates for. So trying to pass those along when I can as they hit the fourth quarter. Second foul shot is off the mark for Perry. A rebound for Buzzy of Unitigo. They'll try to work it back up the floor, but a foul on Megan Perry with 6:02 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo, you can tell, just trying to press, trying to get right in the shorts here of OHS and cause turnovers to try to get back in this game, as pretty soon time will start to become the enemy. Oneana gets it across half court. They break the press. Here is Taylor McCroney. As Oneana goes left to right on your radio dial. Here's McCroney on the right wing side. Passing down low. No, fakes the pass. Turnaround shot is good for Taylor McCroney. She has 4 points. Sweet move and a good fake, and she gets it to go. OHS 29, Unitego 16, with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Down low for Megan Perry. Off the glass. The kiss is good there for Megan Perry. She's got a team-high 5 points now. She's starting to come alive with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 29-18. Here is Bastekis down the left wing side, finding Allie Baker, guarded by Megan Perry. They go back to Bastekis, looking to pass inside, but it wasn't there. Now for Buzzy, straight away, long two-pointer, draws air and out of bounds. So can Unity continue this pressure, and see if they can force some more turnovers? Maddox is going to come back into the game. Buzzy will go to the bench. Unitego still finds themselves down by 11 with 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Lucia inside. Turnaround baby hook as she passes to Bailey Faulkner. Can't get it to go. A rebound for Baker, and she's fouled off the miss. Baker has been great on the glass here again tonight, as she has been throughout this season for OHS. Here's the team foul situation. 4 for Unitego. That's the first on Morgan Perry, and there's only one team foul on OHS so far here in the third quarter. Back up the floor for Bastekis, finding Christina Maddox. Maddox with a crossover. On the left wing side as OHS goes left to right. They're in front of their own bench. Head coach Matt Miller calling out the play. Here is McCroney at the top of the key. McCroney finds Maddox, pump fake, into the paint. Back out now for Baker. Baker down low, and it's intercepted by Unitego. Here's Haley Lucia. She's all alone trying to go coast to coast. The breakaway layup won't go for Lucia. Rebound here for Megan Perry. She tries a rebound shot. Can't get that to connect. Back the other way. Stolen right back, though, by Dana Stepp of Unitego. Stepp takes it in. Off the glass, and it's good for Dana Stepp. Stepp puts in her first basket of the evening, and, well, it took 3 tries, but Unitego gets it to go, and they've got it to single digits. It's Oneonta 29, Unitego 20, with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. Here's McCroney, left wing side for a long three. It's off the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound for Unitego. And here comes Haley Lucia back up the floor. Lucia on the right side, finding Morgan Perry. Perry, a step back three. That's off the mark. Bailey Faulkner, a rebound. She can't get it to go. And OHS this time will buzz in for the rebound. Unitego getting good looks, but having a tough time finishing around the rim. And now Oneonta is going to call a timeout. With 3:45 to go in the third quarter, Unitego trying to get back in this ball game. It's Oneonta 29 and Unitego 20. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, Oneonta with the ball. McCroney in front of her own bench passes one into the backcourt for Bastekis. With 3:40 to go in the third quarter, it's Oneonta 20, Unitego, Oneonta 29, Unitego 20. Close ball game here. Unitego trying to claw their way back in with a 9-point lead. Here's Maddox down low, throws up a jumper. That's off the mark. Rebound for Morgan Perry, and she's fouled here by Maddox. Second team foul on Oneonta, and the second foul on Maddox, who will now go to the bench, and Danny Bastekis will check in. With 3:25 to go in the third quarter, Unitego will bring it back up the floor with Haley Lucia. Lucia across the half-court timeline, finding Morgan Perry. Now for Megan Perry at the foul line. For J.C. Zavril, who's checked into the game for Unitigo. Back for Morgan Perry on the far side. Zavril left wing side. Unitigo being patient. They go down low for Megan Perry off the glass. It's good, and she is fouled. Big time play there for Unitigo. And Megan Perry gets it to go. She's got 7 points. That's a team high. And Unitigo, folks, is right back in this game with 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Oneonta leading 29-22. Still a lot of time to go. So here is Perry at the line trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul shot is up and good. Megan Perry with 8 points, and it's 29-22 with 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Unitigo doing everything they can to claw back into it here. Oneonta at half court. Here is Danny Bastekis at the foul line. Back for McCroney, and they'll say she traveled. With 2:50 to go in this third frame, Unitigo's going to get the ball back. And so Unitigo will bring it back up the floor, and we'll see. We're going to have a foul on McCroney as Haley Lucia brought it across half court. So now both teams with 4 team fouls each. And so one more foul on each side, and they would be automatically shooting. They get it into Zavril. They try to pass it down low for Faulkner now. Underneath the basket, tipped out of bounds, will stay with Unitigo. The Spartans going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Lucia underneath the basket, inbounding the ball here for the Lady Spartans. Unitigo student section is starting to come alive a little bit here. Here's Faulkner down low, a little baby hook, trying to go up off the glass, and she's fouled. Bastekis is going to be whistled here for the infraction. So that'll be the 5th foul in the quarter against OHS, and it will send Bailey Faulkner, the senior, to the line. 2nd foul of the night on Bastekis. So here's Faulkner to the line shooting 2. First shot for Bailey. Gets the shooter's touch to go down. Bailey Faulkner now with 5 points, and it's 29-24. With 2:43 to go in the third quarter, this is a brand new ball game, folks. Faulkner to the line again. It left this one short. McCroney swoops in for a rebound. Zips down the floor on the left wing side as the Jackets go left to right. Here's McCroney at the top of the key. 2:35 to go, third quarter here on CDO tonight, live from OHS. Oneonta leading Unitigo 29-24. Here's McCroney. Step back three, too hard. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds. Going to go back to Unitigo. Buzzy got her hands on it, lost control, and couldn't save it from rolling out of bounds. So here is the press coming back, a little 2-2-1 press for Oneonta. Unitigo breaks it this time. They go to Megan Perry. Lost control of it. Ball is loose on the floor, and Danny Bastekis is there for a steal, but taken right back by Morgan Perry. She goes to the rack, and she's fouled, and she was in the motion of shooting, so she'll go to the line. So Morgan Perry, no points so far here tonight, but doing the things she normally does. Defense, rebounding, all the little things I'm sure head coach Bob Z loves. And so here is Perry to the line. First shot coming is off the back of the rim and no good. So with 2:11 to go, third quarter, it's 29-24. Oneonta on top of Unitigo. Morgan Newman checks in. Bailey Faulkner will go to the bench for the Lady Spartans. And here is Morgan Perry at the line for her second shot. First one was no good. Second one is also off the mark, but a rebound by sister Megan Perry. Lost it on the floor, but throws one back out for Morgan Newman. And Unitigo will reset the offense. Ball quickly popped out of bounds, but will stay with the Lady Spartans. Again, just the youth on this team is what surprises me every time for Unitigo. Dana Stepp, a freshman. The Perry sisters, freshman. Haley Lucia, a sophomore. Unbelievable what they're doing at such a young age. Down low for Morgan Newman. Tries to go across it. Hit off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Buzzy of Oneonta, who was trying to save it. And just ricocheted off her hands and out of bounds with 1:55 to go in the third. Unitigo in front of their own bench will get the ball in, trying to avoid that corner trap. Newman had it knocked out of her hands again by Buzzy. Possession still stays with Unitigo here in their own offensive end of the floor. Lucia looking to work it in, tries a long pass to Zavril, who goes down low, and it's intercepted here by Tegan Mackey. A long pass ahead to McCroney, and the layup is good. Great look there from Mackey to McCroney. She's got 6 points all here in the third quarter, and it's OHS 31, Unitigo 24. Unitego trying to answer. Here's Lucia back out for Morgan Perry. The jumper hits the rim twice. No good. Megan Perry somehow swoops in for a rebound. Hits Morgan. Right side. Layup is good. Sister connection there. And Megan Perry puts it in. And she has 10 points. It's 31-26. Here is Tegan Mackey back out for Bastekis. Bastekis on the right side now dribbles to the left in front of the Oneonta bench. Now back for Mackey. Foul line extended, gets into the paint. Down low for Buzzy. The kiss off the glass is good for Michaela Buzzy. And she has 6 points, and OHS leads 33-26 with a minute to go here in the third. Now a steal. Bastekis to Bastekis. Athena off the glass and good from Danny. And Athena has 10 points. Timeout taken by Unitego. Just when the Spartans were back in, Oneonta makes a run. And with 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's OHS 35, Unitego 26. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Oneonta girls holding a 35-26 lead over visiting Unitego. Nate Long with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. Boy, Unitego has just scrapped their way back into this game in the third quarter after trailing 24-11 at the half. But a little run there right before that Unitego timeout. I believe it was six straight points has put Oneonta back in a comfortable position ahead 35-26. 45 seconds left, third quarter, Unitego with the ball. Morgan Newman in the paint, up off the glass for Newman. Can't get it to go. It was a good-looking shot, but a rebound by Unitego's Megan Perry. Back out for Zavro. She tries a long two. That's no good. And underneath, we're going to have a foul with 32 seconds to go, third quarter. Boy, again, as I said in the first half, physical on the inside tonight. That doesn't even describe it with how it's going down in there. Both teams are wrestling and scrambling for that ball. And so the foul will be on on Unitego, and it will be on Morgan Perry. And so this will send Buzzy to the line at the other end. Buzzy's first shot is up and good. She has 7 points. 36-26 OHS ahead. So both teams with five fouls. So they'll be shooting the rest of the third quarter here if any fouls are committed. Second shot for Buzzy. It's up and good. She's got 8. OHS 37, Unitego 26. Spartans with the ball. They need a big bucket here to cap off the third quarter if you're a Spartans fan. They cross the jacket logo at midcourt going right to left. Right side for Morgan Perry. Back for Megan Perry. Chest pass, Zavro left side. They work it around the top of the key. Now for Megan Perry. Off the glass. It's good, and she's fouled. Big time play there by Megan Perry. She's now got 12 points. And again, another chance at a three-point play here. With 15 seconds to go in the third quarter, she's on a mission. So it's 37-28. OHS ahead. Foul shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound by Morgan Newman. Back out for Zavril. Into the corner now. Left wing side for Morgan Newman. She tosses one up and in. 4-point swing here by Unitego. Newman gets it to go. It's 37-30. Bastekis at half court. Can she toss one up at the buzzer? She does, but it's short, and that's going to do it. End of the third quarter. It's Oneonta 37, Unitego 30. Fourth quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, live here from the Hive at OHS. Great non-league girls matchup here between neighboring schools that don't normally get to play each other. Unitego trails Oneonta 37-30 here in girls non-league action tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll take you the rest of the way here on CDO. Here is Megan Perry at the high post, gets tied up for a jump ball with Buzzy of Oneonta. Good job by Michaela Buzzy to stick her hand in there and get that jump ball. And so the possession arrow is going to give it back here to OHS. Start of the fourth quarter, and Taylor McCroney will bring it up the floor for OHS, closely guarded here by Dana Stepp of Unitego. Unitego sticks with this man-to-man defense. It's helped them crawl back into this game, but can they erase this seven-point deficit? Here is Buzzy at the top of the key, now finding Baker. Baker to the high post, lost control, but OHS holds on. Back out McCroney, straightaway three from downtown. Taylor McCroney, big-time three-pointer. McCroney now with 9 points, and OHS leads 40-30 with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Huge three-pointer by Taylor McCroney. Here is Dana Stepp on the right-wing side in front of the Unitego bench as Unitego goes right to left in the green uniforms with the white trim. And here is Perry. Steps up for a baseline jumper. No good. Stepp with a rebound. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled and she'll go to the line. Good rebound on that backside right wing by the freshman, Dana Stepp. And so Stepp will step to the line here. And we'll be shooting two. That's the first foul on Oneonta here in the fourth quarter. And the second on Michaela Buzzy. First shot for a step from the line is off the mark and no good. Second one coming. And they're going to need every basket they can to try to erase this 10-point lead. Nice crowd on hand here tonight at OHS. Second shot is up and good for Stepp. She now has 3 points. And as athletic director for Oneonta, Joe Hughes, said at halftime, it's great when you play the local teams. You get more of a crowd in here, and it's a lot of fun. The atmosphere is good. As you can hear, the Unitego student section coming alive next to our broadcast position here at midcourt, trying to support the Lady Spartans. Here's Tegan Mackey in the paint, up and good. Mackey now with 6 points, and that's another big bucket for OHS, and they lead 42-31 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor for Dana Stepp. Into the corner now for Megan Perry. Steps up left side, jumper no good. Bailey Faulkner with a rebound, up and in. Faulkner gets it to go. She's now got 7 points. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 42, Unitego 33. Back for Mackey, right wing side. Across for Christina Maddox for three. Off the back of the rim, rebound for Megan Perry. She's been a machine on the glass tonight. Perry to midcourt. Now finds Haley Lucia. They get safely across the timeline and set up the offense with 6:05 to go. Still plenty of time left. Here's Faulkner on the baseline with a little reverse layup, but she's fouled before she goes up. And we'll have a whistle. Second foul on Oneonta as a team, and the fourth on Allie Baker. Baker's going to have to be careful. 6 minutes is a long time to play with four fouls, and she is their big-time center on offense and defense. Here's Dana Stepp with a long two left side. That's off the mark. Rebound is scooped up by Maddox. Maddox with an outlet pass to Tegan Mackey, who safely gets it back into the hands of point guard Danny Bastekis for OHS. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta leads Unitego 42-33 in a girls' non-leaguer tonight. Here's Mackey. Gets to the right side. Mackey tries to throw it up, but it's blocked by Bailey Faulkner, but a foul. Unitego fans not agreeing with that one, and Mackey will head to the line. First foul of the evening on Faulkner, and the first as a team here on OHS in the fourth quarter. And so Mackey to the line will shoot two. First one off the mark. So again, Thanks for joining us tonight, WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Now we have a lot of people listening on the web stream tonight, always courtesy of SFCU. Mackey's second shot. That one rims out. Faulkner with a rebound, so no damage done there for the Spartans as they trail 42-33 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter here on the road at OHS. Dana Stepp, left wing side, goes to the high post for Megan Perry. Spot-up jumper, oh, rattles out. And Mannix comes down with a rebound for OHS. That one was halfway down before it popped out. 5:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And here's Mackey bringing it up, going left to right on your radio dial. Mackey thought about a three, but thought better of it. Goes to the high post for Baker. Good pump fake down low. Left-handed layup, no good. Gets it again. Tries a baby hook, this time off the mark. And a rebound for Unitigo. Here's Bailey Faulkner handing one off to Dana Stepp. Unitigo still with life. The top of the key here for Morgan Perry. Perry for Dana Stepp into the corner now for Megan Perry. Back for Morgan at the foul line. Goes up off the glass and good for Morgan Perry. She gets it to go, and it's 42-35 with 4:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Bastekis back up the floor, crossing the timeline. And been impressed with Danny Bastekis here tonight, the sophomore point guard. Mannix gets around the corner. Left wing side finds Baker. Baker down low, trying to get the jumper to go, and she does in the paint. Allie Baker with 4 points, and she's doing a little bit of everything tonight for the Jackets with 4:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 44-35, OHS on top of Unitigo. Here is Morgan Perry at the top of the key. Chest pass for Dana Stepp, now into the corner here for Bailey Faulkner. A little reverse layup for Faulkner, gets it to go. Great move by Bailey Faulkner. She's got 9 points, and it's 44-37 with 4 minutes left. Bastekis is back up the floor. Chance of defense from the Unitigo student section. Oneana fans into it as well. Here's Mackey on the right side of the floor. Down low for Bastekis. She tries to go off the glass, and she's fouled by Haley Lucia. And Lucia having a quick word with the officials there, and she was very close to a technical foul. I thought she might get one there, folks. It was on the verge. Danny Bastekis to the line with 3:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneonta leading Unitigo 44-37. Bastekis with no points so far here tonight. There's the first one. Big time foul shot from the sophomore wearing number one as she steps to the line. Second shot coming here for the point guard for OHS. It's good. 46-37 with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Back up the floor for Unitigo. Here is Haley Lucia. Lucia to the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Now they work it down low for Megan Perry off the glass. That one won't go. Baker with another big rebound. And back up the floor for Tegan Mackey. And OHS willing to take their time with 3:30 to go in this fourth quarter. Mackey holding on to it now. No real pressure here from Unitigo. Mackey backs it down in for McCroney. Kicks it into the corner. That three won't go. Died on the rim. Morgan Perry with a rebound. And she's looking to take off and run. Here is Morgan Perry trying to go coast to coast. And she's fouled. And will go to the line with 3:13 to go in the fourth quarter. So here is Morgan Perry stepping to the line with Unitigo trailing 46-37. Big foul shots here. They're all very crucial at this point in the game. Perry's first shot is good. Morgan Perry gets it to go, and a timeout is taken here by Unitigo. 3:13 left, fourth quarter. Oneonta 46, Unitigo 38. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
You are New York's
State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 46 and Unitego 38. And out of the timeout, stepping to the line will be Morgan Perry, shooting her second foul shot. Every point crucial right now for Unitego. Oneonta's done a nice job. Every time Unitego's had a little bit of a wave to get back into this game, they've had the answer every time. So here is the shot for Perry at the line. This one rattles in. So she has 4 points and goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. 3:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 46, Unitego 39. Full court press is coming here for Unitego. Looks like a little 1-2-2 press. Oneonta trying to dribble their way out of trouble here. Here is Athena Bastekis. Gets across the half-court timeline. Puts on the brakes with 3 minutes left. Tries to go backdoor and does to McCroney. Now she will get out of harm's way. Finds Tegan Mackey. She goes up with a shot. It's blocked, but it goes right to Allie Baker. Out for Dani Bastekis. She tries to run her in the lane. No good. Rebound by Bailey Faulkner. And we're going to have a foul underneath. Let's see who this is on. If this is on Baker, it would be her fifth. No, they'll call it underneath on Dani Bastekis. Her second, team's fourth. With 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. If Oneonta gets another foul, Unitego would be shooting from the line the rest of the way. Big possession here for Unitego at the line. For Dana, step into the corner. Left wing side is off the mark, and Mackey is there to swoop in for a rebound for the Jackets. Ball tipped out of bounds, out of Mackey's hands, but will stay with OHS. 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. And McCroney will inbound the ball as Oneonta goes left to right on your radio dial. They'll look to bring it up the floor. The right side for Bastekis. We're going to have a call here. Let's see what it is with 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. McCroney threw the ball to Bastekis. I believe it might have just been an issue with the clock, and so they stopped play to try to fix this. So the officials over at the scorer's table now looking to get everything rectified here. Yeah, I believe it was an issue with the shot clock. And so they stop play. Now Oneonta will inbound the ball and look to get it across the half-court timeline. They do. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2:25 to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta leads Unitego 46-39. It's been hovering right around this 6 or 7 point mark for the last couple of minutes. We'll have a kicked ball on Haley Lucia as Oneonta brought it up the floor on the left wing side. Now they will inbound directly in front of their own bench, and Unitego just doing everything they can to get a hand in a passing lane and possibly come away with a steal. Unitego's looked much better in the second half. They just couldn't quite settle in that first half, as at the half, Oneonta led 24-11. Here is Bastekis on the right wing side. She picks up her dribble in a tough spot, gets it back to McCroney. 2 minutes to go. McCroney tries a straightaway three, and it's blocked, and Unitego comes down with it. Back up the floor here for Haley Lucia. Now back for Morgan Newman. Back for Dana Stepp. She steps in with a jumper. Can't get it to go. And on the rebound, McCroney will be fouled with 1:53 to go. So this is the third foul on Unitego and the second on Dana Stepp. J.C. Zavro will step into the ball game for Dana Stepp, who will head to the bench. McCroney will look to get it in. Boy, that was a big possession, and Unitego comes away empty. Bastekis will dribble it back down the floor with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Bastekis puts on the brakes. Now passes one off for Tegan Mackey. Mackey looking for options. Gets to the foul line. Mackey will dump one off here for Allie Baker down low. Gets it to go. Baker was hovering on that back door, and they got it to her, and she put it up for the left-handed layup. It's good. 48-39, Jackets ahead here on their home floor against visiting Unitego and a girls non-leaguer. Here's Megan Perry down low, tries to get it to go, and is fouled with 1:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance. We'll actually have another award to give out tonight, courtesy of Jake Stelly and Otigo as well. First shot at the line is off the mark for Megan Perry. Second one coming with 1:21 to go in this fourth quarter. OHS ahead 48-39. second shot coming here for Perry at the charity stripe. This one is up and good. So Megan Perry with 13. Unitego takes a timeout with 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. It's Oneonta 48 and Unitego 40. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Oneonta will have the ball out of the timeout here with Taylor McCroney. They go left to right on your radio dial. Trying to kill some time here as Unitego trails by 8 points. Bastekis into the corner. Baseline drive for Bastekis. Good move, but she'll travel on the left low block, and it goes back to Unitego with a minute 6 to go in the fourth quarter. Now back up the floor for Unitego. They have 1 minute to go. They're down 8. And here is Haley Lucia in the corner for Bailey Faulkner. Baseline drive. She tries that reverse layup again, and she'll be fouled on the baseline, so she'll go to the line. That's the fifth foul on Allie Baker and fifth on Unitego, or on Oneonta, excuse me, as a team. So Faulkner to the line with 59 seconds to go. Baker, her night is done. She was fantastic, though, on the board. 6 points. We'll have to check in the post game, but she was fantastic inside. 59 seconds left, and Bailey Faulkner to the line. These are two big shots, because if you could make two here and maybe get a steal and get some momentum your way, you never know. So Faulkner to the line. First shot is off the back of the rim and too hard. No good. Second one coming here for Faulkner, the senior. Oneonta leads Unitego 48-40. And the second shot for Faulkner rattles out. No good. Rebound Tegan Mackey. Ball is stripped out of bounds by Megan Perry of Unitego. Last touch by Perry, so it'll stay with Oneonta. Full court pressure still coming for Unitego with 56 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Maddox will look to get it in, and she does to Danny Bastekis, who gets trapped in the corner. Lost it out of bounds, though. It's going to go back to Unitego. So there's that pressure we were talking about with 55 seconds left. Jackets leading the Spartans 48-40. Here is Morgan Perry, a back across for Zavril. Now finding Faulkner, down low for Megan Perry. Tries a little baby hook, no good. Mackey with a rebound and a foul on Megan Perry. So that will be the fourth foul on Unitego as a team, the third on Perry, and Oneonta is going to call a timeout. With 47 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, we will step away for 30 seconds with the score. Oneonta 48, Unitego 40 in this girls' non-league matchup on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 47 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Here from Oneonta High School with the score, Oneonta 48, Unitego 40. Been a great second half here. Our halftime score was Oneonta leading Unitego 24-11. Whatever Coach Z said to his girls at the half has really worked, and Unitego has chipped it down, but they can't really get past this 6-7-8-point deficit. And Oneonta's just had an answer every single time. 47 seconds left, fourth quarter. They'll get it into Taylor McCroney. Oneonta with the ball going left to right. They're in the white uniforms, the blue and gold trim. Pass it down low for Tegan Mackey. Back out for Danny Bastekis. Unitego trying to play to get the ball and get a steal and not foul. And they're just going to chew some time up here. Oneonta playing very smart basketball. They'll pass it to the far side for McCroney. McCroney gets into the paint, goes up, blocked there by Megan Perry. Unitego gets it back. An outlet pass is stolen by Danny Bastekis. And she just wants to kill some time here and finally is fouled by Haley Lucia. Great job by Danny Bastekis. With 18.7 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Really well done. And Bastekis is going to go to the line. The sophomore with 2 points has played some big minutes off the bench. So Bastekis' first shot is off the rim and good. Got the shooter's touch on that one to go. 49-40. OHS ahead by 9 with 18 seconds left. Second one coming for Bastekis. Up and good. So Bastekis with 4 points. Unitego trailing by 10, 50-40. Here is Lucia in the paint, off the back of the rim. Can't get it to go. Bastekis, Athena this time with the rebound with 10 seconds left. Bastekis up the floor. Will leave one for Christina Maddox. And OHS is going to hold off Unitego for a 50-40 victory here tonight at home. A big non-league win over some close rivals up and down Route 7. It's Oneonta 50, Unitego 40. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time here to Oneonta High School, the Hive, for a non-league basketball contest here tonight with the final score, the Oneonta girls defeating Unitego in non-league action 50-40. Let's run through our scoring summary first for Unitego. They are led by a game-high 13 points from Megan Perry, 9 from Bailey Faulkner, 4 from Morgan Perry, 3 from Dana Stepp, and 4 from Haley Lucia as well, 2 apiece from Morgan Newman and from Mallory Frazier. On the winning side for Oneonta tonight, very even scoring as well. 10 points for Athena Bastekis, 9 for Taylor McCroney, 8 for Michaela Buzzy, 6 for Tegan Mackey, 6 for Allie Baker, 4 for Danny Bastekis, and let's see, 5 tonight for Christina Maddox. So that is our scoring summary here tonight for Oneonta. A lot of great candidates tonight here for our awards. Let's start off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Want to give that award tonight to Megan Perry from Unitego. 13 points, really thought she came alive in the second half. Did a little bit of everything for the Unitego Lady Spartans. So we'll give Megan Perry our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. We'd like to give that to Tegan Mackey tonight. Mackey with, she ended up with 6 points, but I just thought she was great on defense, especially in the first half. A lot of steals, was really active, hands in passing lanes, and a lot of those deflections where she would get a steal, she had a long pass ahead for somebody for a breakaway layup, and it was a great job. So Tegan Mackey from Oneonta is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Want to give that to Allie Baker tonight from Oneonta. I thought Allie was fantastic. 6 points tonight, but just does so much on defense as well as rebounding the basketball. I'd love to see her final tally, and I'll get those in a little bit here after we get off the air. I'll post them on Twitter, how many rebounds she had, because she was absolutely phenomenal. Now we have a special award tonight. We're going to do this for every Unitego game this year. It's now time for the Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award, brought to you by Jake's Deli of Otego. This award will be presented during all our Unitego games on WCDO this season. And Jake's Deli is on Main Street in downtown Otego, so you can stop in for one of their famous subs. They also offer all the chips, drinks, cold cuts, and groceries you need. The winner of this award gets one free sub, courtesy of Jake's Deli. Want to give that to Haley Lucia tonight. 4 points, but I just thought she was everywhere. And her effort was really out there on defense, especially scrappy, bringing the ball up the floor, diving, trying to get everything done. I thought Haley Lucia should be our first recipient of the Jake's Deli Extra Effort Award, and she will get a free sub at Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego for her efforts. So that's going to do it. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He was our in-game producer. As our final score, 50-40. Oneonta girls taking down Unitego in non-league action. We'll be back on the radio this Friday night. We'll be in Sydney for a boys game, also a non-leaguer, as the Warriors host Cobleskill Richmondville on Friday. It's going to be a special tip-off time. I believe 6:30 is going to be the varsity tip-off time. So double-check that on WCDOsports.com later this week, and I'm really looking forward to it. Check me out on Twitter, at Nate Lull, or watch my Twitter feed on WCDOsports.com for all the updates you need for local sports. Glad to give you as many updates as we can right there on our Twitter page. Again, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo and the CDO studios. Oneonta defeats Unitego 50-40. I'm Nate Lull. Drive safe and have a great night from CDO Sports.